leading the pack with today's Oscar nominations, Roma and The Favorite. And here's a quick sampling of the 8 contenders for Best Picture.
You have become close to Abigail.
She is a viper. You're jealous.
Do you foresee any issues in working for a black man?
You and the Deep South, there's going to be problems.
We'll need a white officer to play me when they meet. So there becomes a combined
Ron Stallworth.
You're a legend, Fred.
We're all legends.
Wakanda forever!
The vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Uh-huh.
However.
Alright, working backwards, that's A Star is Born, Vice, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman, Roma, Green Book, and The Favorite. We're joined by Linda Holmes, host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Hey there, Linda.
Hi, Audie.
And NPR movie critic Bob Mandela. Welcome to the studio, Bob.
Great to be here.
Okay, I want to start with the blockbusters. Among the 8 nominees for Best Picture, there were several blockbusters. That's not normally the case. I remember there was this big hubbub about whether or not there should be a special
Best
category.
Best popular film,
exactly.
Right? Crazy, and they ended up not needing one. I mean, this year, they nominated Black Panther, which made $700 million and is the biggest picture of the year. Also, Star is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody, both of which made a freaking fortune. They basically have sold more tickets than anything since the year of Avatar a decade ago. So usually at the Oscars, you complain that nobody saw the movies. And
yeah, that's
so,
a running joke usually
right,
by the host.
And so that's why nobody's watching the Oscars. This year, they'll have to blame the fact that there is no host.
Yeah. I want to follow up on Black Panther for a second because obviously nominated for Best Picture, and then Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was nominated for Best Animated Feature. And Linda, is this kind of a moment for this particular genre?
I think it is. And back when they expanded the Best Picture field from 5 to up to 10, one of the things they wanted to do is make room for maybe a really great superhero film, but we haven't quite had that happen until this year with Black Panther. And then if you look over at Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, that's, you know, alongside Incredibles 2, but Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is so distinctive in its visual approach as well as its narrative approach. And Black Panther has a really different POV and a really different aesthetic. And so I think you're seeing that they absolutely are willing to recognize superhero films, but it's great to see them recognizing two that are very different from the kind that we've gotten in the past.
I want to talk about the film Roma. It has 10 Oscar nominations. It's the first time a Netflix film is up for Best Picture, though not for lack of trying, right, on Netflix's part.
Right.
How big a deal is this for Netflix, Linda?
Well, it's a big deal for them, definitely a big deal. This is one of the things they've been going for. In some ways, this film is a really obvious Oscar contender. The director is Alfonso Cuarón, who also directed Gravity. He's a hugely respected director. But on the other hand, Netflix has only been distributing sort of high-profile movies for a few years. And for them, this is enormously significant because it's a step in this direction. And also, I think for movie audiences, you know, Cuarón has made the point that for all that people may not like Netflix as a film distributor, more people are going to have easier access to this film than a lot of past sort of art movies that have been nominated for Oscars.
Yeah, and you can actually argue that that's also true for documentaries, that it's true for foreign films in general, that the audience in out-of-the-way places or simply anywhere other than New York probably couldn't see most of those movies in years past. And now they're going to have the option of seeing them in streaming.
People can't help but ask about the films that were snubbed. For you, what are the surprises?
Well, for me, it's If Beale Street Could Talk, the Barry Jenkins film that I think is one of the most beautiful and technically brilliant films of the year, as well as being incredibly emotional. I wanted it to be nominated for Best Picture, and it wasn't, which I think is very odd. I really wanted him to be nominated for Best Director, and he wasn't. So those are both really, really disappointing to me.
Bob?
Well, they left out a documentary that I think everybody thought was going to be nominated, Won't You Be My Neighbor? And this upsets me not merely because it's a good documentary.
And this is a documentary
about Mr. Rogers, but also because our own Susan Stamberg was in it, and she doesn't get a chance to wear a beautiful gown and attend the Oscars. And that's very frustrating.
Movie critic Bob Mandela and Linda Holmes, host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Thanks so much.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Audie.